It is slightly past the governor and state legislature's self-imposed June 1st deadline to get the budget done. Lawmakers were hung up on a budget for schools, universities, and community colleges. But, Jack, as of this morning, it's on its way to Governor Rick Snyder. Where do things stand?
Well, that's right, Christina. The budget is essentially done. The governor says he won't use his line item veto. Most of the changes had to do with education. There's more money for education, although it doesn't match the amount that was cut last year when they had a huge deficit. And Democrats are saying that this is a disgrace and the worst budget in a number of years. And Republicans are saying that's not the case. But there is a little bit more money for universities. There's some restrictions on that funding and some things like a requirement for reporting stem cell research that people aren't too happy with. But perhaps the amazing thing is that for the second year in a row, the budget is done quite early, and that is remarkable compared to the past years when we saw them fighting on into September.
Jack, a lot is happening with transportation in southeast Michigan. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood was in Detroit earlier this week to meet with Governor Snyder, Detroit Mayor Dave Bing, and backers of the M1 rail line. Where do things stand with this project?
Now, the M1 rail line was originally supposed to stretch all the way from downtown to the city border at 8 Mile Road. It's been scaled back, primarily private funding, and a lot of that funding, $137 million, is in place. But it's dependent on a $25 million grant from the federal government, and the federal government still isn't convinced Detroit has all of its ducks in a row. And so they put it on hold for 60 days. People in Detroit are very concerned. They think this may derail the entire project. But I guess I can sort of understand the federal government's reluctance. I mean, Detroit is in something of financial chaos right now. It's not clear whether this consent agreement is going to work. They're worried about the long-term operational cost. And so some people may think that a 60-day sort of wait and see and check all the fasteners period might make a lot of sense.
And a report from Crane's Business says the governor has a plan to bypass the legislature to get another bridge connecting Detroit and Windsor.
Well, this has been an open secret for a long time. The Canadian Consul General at Mackinac Island last week told me this was going to be announced very soon. Apparently, this is not official, but they're going to use the Michigan Strategic Fund. They'll issue some kind of, now remember, Canada said they'll pay their portion of the cost, but the Michigan Strategic Fund can issue some financial instruments. And, of course, I'm sure that the company that owns the bridge, Matty Maroon's Detroit International Bridge Company, will file some sort of lawsuit. They're already screaming this is unconstitutional, unfair, and we'll have to see how this all plays out.
And finally, Jack, our neighbors across Lake Michigan in Wisconsin have reelected Governor Scott Walker in yesterday's recall election. What implications, if any, does this have for Michigan and for Governor Snyder?
Well, the implications for unions aren't very good. Unions very much wanted to recall Governor Walker. He was sort of the nation's leading union buster. This election was seen as being very close, but it wasn't. And Scott Walker, who won by 5% 2 years ago, won by 7% this time. Interestingly, a majority of those voting yesterday said they'd vote for President Obama. So there was some party crossing of lines, some people who maybe are Democrats but didn't want to recall him. And so the potential, I think, Governor Snyder would say, well, we avoided all that, and we avoided, even though Walker survived for the last who knows how many months, he's been totally preoccupied with this and unable to do the state's business, and by avoiding some of this harsher union-busting rhetoric, he's been able to keep his mind on the ball and other business. So it's bad for unions, probably a slight plus for Governor Snyder.
All right, Jack. As always, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Christina.